Let the clouds rain down the just one, and the earth bring forth a Savior. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, "Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent are taking it by force. All the prophets and the law prophesied up to the time of John. If you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah, the one who is to come. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord. The hard part of any conversation is listening rather than speaking. To be sure, speaking also has its own challenges and requisite skills. It's not easy either to speak well. But I'm convinced that it's harder to listen because people have a propensity to want to speak rather than to be silent and listen. For example, some of you may already have stopped listening to this homily. even though your eyes and your ears are open, your mind may be wandering and wondering whether you should have sausage or bacon as a side for your scrambled eggs at breakfast after Mass. It is not easy to listen. This past weekend, Father Matt Garrison celebrated the English Masses here, and several people told me that they enjoyed his homily. They even quoted him saying that I had gone to Barling because I had tapped everyone for money here at IC. That was a great line. But do you recall anything else that he said? We often don't hear or remember the important things that someone says to us. Before I preach at Mass, I whisper this little prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, help me to say what thou wouldst have me say, and help them to hear what thou wouldst have them hear. Why do I say that prayer? Well, because you have the harder part in this bargain of preaching, because you have to do the listening. And that's a lot harder than speaking. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will help you to hear well. Not so much what I'm saying, but what He's saying through me to you. In the Gospel today, Jesus also knows the hard part of a conversation is the listening side. He explains that John the Baptist is Elijah, the Old Testament prophet who all the Jews believed would return to announce the coming of the Messiah. But then Jesus adds this curious little line. He says, "Whoever has ears ought to hear." Now, presumably, everyone that day had two good functioning ears. But Jesus knows that it takes more than ears to hear. It requires attention and effort on what someone is saying and really catch their meaning. Jesus knew that some of his listeners were already wondering what to have for breakfast that day. In your conversations with people today, try to practice the art of listening well. Let me suggest a few skills that may improve your ability to hear and listen better and make it easier for you and even more enjoyable to listen. First of all, listen to what people say verbally with their words, but also listen to nonverbal communication. When you pay attention to someone's body language, a smile or a frown, crossed arms or nervous twitches, you're sort of listening with your eyes. We all know we can listen with our ears, but did you ever think you could listen with your eyes when people speak to you? Another skill of good listening is asking probing questions. For example, how did that make you feel? Or, can you tell me more about that? Or, is there anything I can do to help you? That demonstrates to your interlocutor that you're really listening and paying attention and not daydreaming. Listening well is invaluable in conversations with your spouse, with your children, with your parents, with your friends, and even with God. Today is the feast of St. John of the Cross, the great doctor of the church and the fearless reformer of the Carmelite order. You know, Carmelite spirituality is essentially one of heightened and holy listening to God, to develop a deep silence so that we don't miss anything that God is saying, verbally or nonverbally. Carmelites simply follow the advice that Eli gave to the young prophet Samuel in 1 Samuel 3:10, who said, when God spoke to him, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." And by the way, have fruit with your eggs at breakfast, not sausage or bacon. Praised be Jesus Christ.